I'm speaking here with Julia Schaff, who is representing the Iowa Corn Promotion Board and a corn grower from Iowa. First of all, here at this CUTC, what do you think about the program you're seeing here and the kind of research and new idea topics that are on the program?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity to bring so many people together that really have the corn interest at heart. And looking for the next new uses that we need, and also how to refine the uses that we have. We've got a huge corn crop coming on this year. The corn got in early. I think we're going to get a real chance to see what that potential genetics can do. And so we're maxing out. We're hitting the limitation on ethanol. We've got to push and get all these new uses going, because they're out there. We just got to get them commercialized.
You've got in your state of Iowa a big event coming up here. That's once again the Iowa Corn Indy 250. How do you feel about the race, and especially the fact that this is the only race this year running on corn ethanol?
Well, it's a great opportunity to showcase ethanol at a national level. We get people that know about automobiles and know about engines and know about racing and performance and clean air, and all those things are benefits from running ethanol in this race. And the drivers love it. It really seems to, you know, draw a big audience and just really get the message out about ethanol and the clean burning and the energy independence that brings to our nation.
Well, you mentioned the crop that we've got and the fact that most locations ahead of schedule, so to speak. Describe the conditions for you, for your farm, and for your area of Iowa.
Well, I'm in the very southwest corner of Iowa, and it seems like we have feast or famine. And right now, I just called home this morning. I had another 1.60 inches of rain, and it's been raining now for about 3 weeks solid. So but overall, I would say most of the corn growers I've talked to, their corn all went in early. Our high ground looks excellent. Rain makes grain in the Midwest, and with the timeliness of the planting and the ample rainfall we're getting now in June, it's hard to imagine that we aren't just going to set all kinds of records this year.
Well, we are going to hope for the best, because the weather is always key to this, you know, no matter what happens. Thank you very much, Julia Schaff with the Iowa Corn Promotion Board, and here from the CUTC conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.